Please be advised, this episode contains strong sexual content that may not be suitable for minors. Discretion is advised.
Hi, and welcome to the 12th Hentai Podcast of the AAA Podcast. You can find us at www.aaapodcast.com, iTunes, Facebook, addnetwork.net, and also nerdnexus.com. This is your host, Rocco, back from a long, long time away. And we have some interesting topics for you tonight. Our main topic is top 10 Halloween sex positions. Thanks to AskMen.com. And we have our other hosts, Mitsugi and Chiaki.
Fuffin! Got my nipples.
Oh god, I missed that thothage so much.
He really is grabbing his nipples, guys.
I'm not wearing a shirt.
Should I grab my nipples?
My nipples too. I'm topless too! Oh.
Chiaki.
I'm not grabbing my nipples. Sorry,
anyway,
guys.
So this is Halloween. Halloween is in 2 days, so we thought we would record a Halloween-themed hentai episode.
Halloween, otherwise known as the Slutocalypse.
Yeah.
Yes!
Dressed like a hoe.
My favorite holiday.
Woman go, "Hi, I'm a witch. Yeah, you're a witch. If she was a hooker."
I got the idea for this episode listening to Scott Van Pelt on ESPN Radio. Scott Van Pelt was talking about how Halloween is basically an excuse. It's basically become a man's holiday because it's every woman's excuse to dress up as dirty ex, you know, dirty. And there was one guy I remember distinctly that was dressing up as Michael Jackson, and his girlfriend was going as Bubbles the Chimp with a monkey mask and a diaper. Pretty funny, right?
Yeah.
Hey, Rocco, are you drunk?
I've been drinking a little Wild Turkey 101.
Getting ready for this?
I am. I'm out, though. I need my girlfriend to refill my
glass. My gosh, Rocco.
Woman, where are you?
Rocco, it's not even 5 o'clock yet.
You listen to me, all right? It's past noon, so I didn't break the man law. Man law says you cannot drink before noon unless you've been drinking past 1 a.m., which I have not.
So let's dive into the top 10 sex positions.
All right.
All right,
number,
so you're leading. So why don't we just round robin, and then you can finish with number one.
All right. Number 10, Ghost Rider. The way this position works is that when the female is riding the male, the man puts a white sheet over his head, or over her head, all while resisting the overwhelming urge to cue up the Ghostbusters theme.
Please don't actually light your woman's hair on fire, though, and do, like, a hardcore Ghost Rider. Though chains are optional.
They said a white sheet, not a flamethrower.
No, I know, but the Ghost Rider is, you know, the skeleton with the flaming hair and the chain.
The movie, dude. Where have you been?
I'm on pace. I'm on pace. By the way, the chick in this picture is really hot, but she looks totally photoshopped. Doesn't she look photoshopped?
They're all Photoshop, man.
Every model in existence is Photoshop.
But it's just her. It's just her core. It's not even like the rest of her body.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of girls can have a really nice core, and then you see their face. It's like, oh my god.
No, this girl's hot. I don't care what her face looks like.
I guess. I mean, she has nice thighs, but nice panties, but yeah.
I'm gonna move on. The grave robber is number 9. The key to this Halloween sex position is finding a successful mix between the sexual thrill of robbery and somewhat unappealing odor of putrid human innards.
Mm.
So the way this works is pretty much what you do is you find your girlfriend asleep, right? And then you
Or any random girl asleep that you have access to.
And then
that really makes it more surprising.
And then you ransack your laundry and find some dirty stuff and surround her with it, creating the atmosphere of a dank grave. And then once you've buried her, you give her the unexpected thrill of luring her back into consciousness with oral sex.
Yummy. There's nothing better than licking lovingly around the outside and then thrusting your tongue into the middle.
What is that from?
It's a movie.
I can't remember what movie it is, though.
They're talking about donuts. All right, so Chiaki, would you like to do number 8?
Yes, number 8 is Tale in the Crypt. Basically, in this one, you go to your bed, which is the crypt, and engage in anal sex, which is the tail part of the crypt. And obviously, the man in this one is going to be the crypt keeper. Yeah, that's basically the sum of it.
I must correct you. This says that you make your way under your bed.
Oh, under the... That's right. I'm sorry. I was reading it wrong. Under the bed. Which...
That makes a lot more sense.
It makes a lot more sense, but it seems like it would be significantly more difficult.
Yes.
I would maybe propose an adjustment to this and maybe suggest that you get a really heavy down comforter and just throw it over your heads. That way you have the same effect without the limited mobility.
You could also just cram the girl under the bed and then nail her ass from when you're not under the bed.
Or you could just go to a gravesite, break into somebody's like sarcophagus thing, and then just have sex in there.
Mausoleum?
Mausoleum, that's it.
Mazel tov.
Mazel tov, yeah. Breaking into sex in a mausoleum.
Number 7.
Been there, done that.
The Scarecrow. Let's see. One partner is strapped to a cross brace and must act as if they have no skeletal system.
What is a cross
brace? The other part... A cross brace...
Like,
I would imagine...
Like, what is Scarecrow's on? It's a cross.
So, we're really, literally going to strap somebody to that? Wow.
Ouch.
This one takes effort.
The other partner gets to enjoy the benefits of having someone strapped to a cross brace in front of them. That involves groping, teasing, prodding, and just about anything else you want. Just as soon as you get those cumbersome overalls unhooked, best of all, when you're done, there's all that straw to help clean up.
That is some funny stuff.
Girl. I don't know how that made number 6, but...
It's number 7.
Number 7. Mitsugi, go ahead with number 6.
The girl in this picture for the Scarecrow is pretty hot. By the way, if anybody wants to like follow along with these, you can just Google the Halloween sex positions. I mean, I don't know. It's a pretty long URL, but it's on AskMen.com. Number 6, moving right along. Bobbing for boobies.
Nice.
Wow, the chick in this picture is hot also. Like,
yep.
It's a pretty self-explanatory sex position, I guess, but you fill up a bathtub with two or more breasts, and then you stick your hands behind your back, and you bob your head in until you catch yourself some boobies.
Indeed.
So this one is called the sleepy bat, and everyone knows that bats sleep hanging upside down.
Yes,
so for this one, you're going to need a stable pull-up bar or shower pole. And let me say, test your shower pole, because most are only up there by, like, tension.
You're not going to friggin' hang from a shower pole, people.
right?
So basically, the girl hangs upside down, and when she's, like, all set and comfortable, you position the mouths at each other's genitals. So basically, it's like an upright 69. So,
hot.
Yeah.
Wow.
And you keep going until the blood rushes to her head and she passes out.
And then you can have her way with her while she's passed out.
Exactly.
So this sex position is kind of like a date rape drug and a sex position all wrapped up into one.
What did you say?
That's pretty awesome.
You sleep like you're roofied.
You sleep like you're roofied. That's it.
All right. Number 4, Night of the Fucking Dead. Let's see. In this ingenious, brain-dead Halloween sex position, partners start off in a standard missionary position, boring, but once the male has comfortably entered the female, that's when things get really fun. Let's see. Neither partner is allowed to use their arms or legs to support themselves during intercourse. Oh my god. Both sex-starved individuals to be grunting, struggling, and shaking in order to get off. Oh my god. That sounds like, well, I guess I can't say that. That's not PC.
It doesn't sound so hard.
You can't use your legs. You're like...
Well, how are you going to have sex then?
Exactly. That's the point.
You just kind of stay in her until you get off, which could be hours. at which point, you're probably very soggy.
Can you use your hips? Because if you could use your hips, you could do it.
Hips are part of your legs.
Yeah, like you can do it if you don't require your knees.
So basically, you can't have sex. Maybe you should just, like, hang people from the ceiling.
Basically, it has to be like this, with the girl on top, and then the girl just does this.
What's like this? I don't have video.
I wish you guys could see this. This is great.
You two should try it.
Jockey was just face down on the floor, imitating a sexual position.
Pictures!
Put your dicks away.
P2P? Or picture for picture?
You wish.
Nah. All right, number three, Mitsugi.
A monster bash.
He did the bash.
He did the monster bash.
So, okay, as Men.com says, only a blindfolded eunuch could watch Godzilla movies and not get riled up by the overwhelming sexual tension between Mothra and the radioactive lizard.
Oh my god.
That's really freaking weird. That's why we're suggesting you and your partner try out the Monster Mash this Halloween. The premise is simple, but potentially expensive, depending on the cost of the outfit you're willing to invest in. Go down to the costume shop.
This sounds like a furry thing, except for with giant monsters.
Go down to the costume shop, pick out costumes for you and your partner, then cut out sections around the genitals in each costume, unless you're Paris Hilton. We assume you possess the mental powers to deduce the nasty act that should fall. So...
they need to leave Paris Hilton out of this.
Paris Hilton is disgusting.
Paris Hilton should come over to my place.
I haven't heard a lot about her lately, anyway.
Other than getting kicked out of Japan!
Did she really?
Yeah, because she was found convicted of being involved with drugs, and she got on her little private jet, and she went over to Japan, and Japan was like, Paris!
Fuck off.
No. She's like, you mean I can't land in Tokyo? They're like, oh, this is awkward. You can't come in our country at all. Period.
Are you serious?
Yes. She's kicked out of an entire country.
That's so funny. What a whore.
No, see, the only thing I regret is that the U.S. in the meantime didn't say when she was flying back, oh, sorry, Paris.
Yeah, so this is weird. I guess this sex position, you know, Paris Hilton aside, you just kind of cut penis holes in your outfit and just have sex in your costumes.
It's practical.
Wait, whoa. Did you just say penis holes?
Yeah, you cut a hole for your penis.
But you said holes, like plural. Are you suggesting that there's two penises involved?
No, I have tentacles.
Do you have a die penis?
He has a tentacle.
I have tentacles. I have seven of them.
Do they come out of your anus?
You know how hard it is to find pants with seven zippers?
Oh my god.
Or you could just be like Brett Favre and have the zipperless jeans.
Oh my god.
Everybody,
that's right, so funny.
Everybody hearing us right now, go to YouTube and YouTube, Brett Favre, no fly jeans.
It's so funny.
Saturday Night Live video. Hilarious.
Then I'm YouTubing it.
Yeah, again, the people listening to this podcast might not be up enough on Brett Favre to realize what he did.
Yeah, that's true.
So, if you're completely inept to sports and you don't understand sports at all, you might not get the joke, but I thought it was funny. Saturday Night Live got it. Chiaki, number two. Hit us out of the park with a little pumpkin head.
Oh, I like pumpkins.
Me too.
So basically, in pumpkin head, you take a cardboard box, you cut a hole in it, your girl paints her face as like a pumpkin, with, you know, a big pumpkin grin around her mouth, and then she puts her head through the hole in the box like it's a pumpkin on a table, and then basically you put your candle into the pumpkin, because every pumpkin should have a candle.
That's clever.
You're basically skull-fucking a pumpkin?
Yes.
Wow.
Well, your pumpkin a pumpkin being your girlfriend's face.
That's why I said skull. Face fuck.
All right, number one.
Drum roll, please.
Ding. The Witch's Brew.
Ah.
Says, let me see. The swingers would probably have an easier time accomplishing this one. A drunk girlfriend and the girl she kissed in college should suffice. The key to this position is all in the setup and the alcohol. Fill a hot tub with brown food coloring, novelty eyeballs, gothic candles, and two revved-up bisexual females. The bonus in this one is the post-witch's brew shower, in which you'll either get to clean up your partners or sit back and watch evil take its course. And you know what? I could totally do this one because my girlfriend's totally bisexual, and she totally has some bisexual friends. Shazam! Yeah.
So, I don't know. I kind of think that this one shouldn't be number one.
I don't think it should either.
Kind of disappointed by it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the pumpkin head should be number one.
The pumpkin head, I mean, that requires some effort, too. The girl's got to paint her face.
I think the best should be the tail in the crypt.
But, I mean, this one requires a lot of effort, too. You gotta fill your hot tub with brown food coloring.
Yeah, and that would be unfortunate.
That would ruin your hot tub.
Probably.
Somebody should do this and then sue AskMen.com.
Might not be a bad idea.
Yeah, right? So, anyways, let's see what do we have next.
Yeah,
we have some reviews. We have Mitsugi reviewing The Hills Have Size, Hitozuma Kasumi-san, and myself.
You get
reviewing
it?
So punny.
Myself reviewing Immortal Sisters 2, which I must say was completely ridiculous. But we'll start off with Mitsugi. Go ahead.
I like the title because The Hills Have Eyes is a horror movie. This is The Hills Have Size.
Nah.
It's also known as Hitozuma Kasumi-san, made in 2005. Alright, so the premise behind this hentai is about as simple as a hentai ought to be. Kasumi, this is how it starts out. Kasumi, there's this, which is like this mother type figure, basically is masturbating to porno in the dark at like night. And there's this kid living with her who is her husband's brother. So I don't know what relation that makes her. I don't know. I guess brother-in-law or something. But he witnesses her and doing this and is shocked, needless to say. And the next day at breakfast, it's really awkward. Because every time he looks at her, he's like envisioning her, you know, masturbating. And Kasumi's sister and daughter also live with them, and I just gotta say, Kasumi's breasts are just freaking gigantic. They're, like, ridiculously huge. And so they're so big that, like, they're not even good anymore. Does that make sense? Where you just have boobs that are, like, too big?
Yeah. Sometimes it's kind of gross. Like, if they're so, like, massive that it's just, like, a pair of tits and a punta, it's like...
That's kind of what this girl is. Her tits have gotta be, like, F cup. F cup, kind of like Tomoko Nomura. And he walks in on her again the next day in the shower. I don't know how this happens, but of course he stumbles. He backs up like an idiot, trips over himself, falls backwards, hits his head on a wall, and he wakes up. And what ends up happening is that you find out later that Kasumi's sister also wants to have sex with Ryuji also. Because eventually Ryoji and Kasumi end up having sex also. He comes downstairs the next night and she's masturbating again. And he hears her kind of like saying his name, you know, while she's masturbating. And so he just kind of takes his clothes off and just jumps in the fray. And basically just like kind of almost, you know, he almost rapes her. But like in the end she ends up wanting it, you know. And then like for the whole rest of the anime they end up basically being sexual partners. This is really... What?
I said that's kind of ridiculous.
Well, this anime is really not that good for a couple reasons. First of all, the problem is that Kasumi is really not that hot, and she's the only girl that he has sex with the whole show. So, I mean, they have sex like 5 times, but still, it's just him and her. And in the end, Kasumi's husband, Ryoji's brother, finds out that she's cheating on him with his younger brother. And Ryoji, like, moves out, and Kasumi, like, leaves him, and they end up, like, running off together at the end, I guess. It's just a really, really weird anime, really weird hentai. I really didn't find it to be all that good, like, in terms of, like, it's not animated well. You know, and I know that that's not really necessarily the most important thing, you know, for a hentai. But also, I didn't really find the sex scenes to be really that good. I was kind of bummed out by the sex scenes for most of the show. So, I don't know. I really don't think I recommend it too much. It's like, there's lots of hentai out there that's way better, including the one that Roko is about to do, because I've seen parts of it. But I'd probably give The Hills Have Size, on a hentai scale, I'd probably give it like a 2 out of 5. 2 out of 5 cheating bitch wives out of 5. Well, that's what she is.
That's fine. I'm cool with it.
Whores.
Alright.
Alright, so but, I did Immoral Sisters 2, which this hentai was fucking ridiculous.
Oh my god, I love this hentai.
This hentai was ridiculous. You know,
this hentai on YouTube.
Mitsugi's like, here, you should review this hentai. And I'm like, okay. And I loathe him for this. So it starts off with, you know, of course, this wife is fucking somebody who's not her husband, some young guy. And then they go to pick up the husband at the airport, who's been away on a long business trip, figures. And so they're like, hey, look, Takedo. Look, meet Takedo. He's a new member of our family. And he's like, hello, Mr. Impotent, because the father is impotent and hasn't been able to drill his wife in a long time. And so then they get mad.
Is that what Viagra's for?
Yeah, I guess, but I don't know. But then they get mad. But no, this isn't even like the ridiculous part by any means. So they go back to the house, and eventually the dad ends up having to watch Takedo drill his wife right in front of him while Takedo's just like sitting there completely naked. She tries to like suck him off for like 10 minutes and he doesn't get hard. And so then Takedo comes in and is like, this is how you really pleasure a woman. Starts drilling his wife. It's like holding her upside down, eating her out. And so then the youngest daughter catches all this happening from outside the room through the crack in the door and starts fingering herself.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, what the fuck is this?
Well, you missed the first Immoral Sisters.
Well, I suppose. But so then, like, this girl, this business girl comes up and starts, like, puts on this strap-on dildo and starts making her suck it. And then it's just, like, it just, from there, it's just all distorted in my mind. It's just, like, I'm scarred. It's, like, then the dad ends up, the businesswoman ends up seeing the dad dreaming about his daughter and wakes up with a heart on. He's like, oh, my God, I'm not impotent anymore. So then he goes and fucks the youngest daughter.
Yeah.
While being videotaped.
Solution to impotency. Incest.
And the TV is showing the recording in the other room while the wife is getting drilled by Takedo again and the businesswoman with the middle-aged daughter just sitting there watching all of this going on. And so then they end up all becoming one big happy fuck family and they just start fucking each other. And I must say the most ridiculous part of the scene was, or the hentai was, when the middle-aged daughter pulls the dad's dick out of the girl, out of the business girl's butt, and then puts it in her pussy. Has anybody ever heard of something called E. coli? What the fuck?
That's not that uncommon in porno, though.
I mean, are you talking about hentai or real porno?
Real porno. I've seen that happen in real porno, too.
And I bet that girl got the worst infection that she's had in a long time.
Well, I'm sure they probably, like, power wash their assholes before they do stuff like that.
Power wash?
You wash the inside of your colon, though.
Yeah. Chiaki, can you explain how this power washing procedure goes on?
No, it's a...
Have you done it?
It's a real
procedure. Oh my god, you have.
Tell us about it.
I have not done it, but it's a real procedure where the person...
Why?
It cleans out everything, like, it cleans out your bowels. It's like a thing for, like hardcore constipation.
It's like Roto-Rooter for your colon?
Basically. And you lie back on a slightly, like, angled plane so that your butt is a little lower than your head. And the doctor will flush water.
Oh, my God, a doctor does it?
Yes. It's a medical procedure.
It's also extremely dangerous.
Yeah, well, that's why you have to, like, go into, like, a special doctor's care and things
like
that.
I don't get it. Why do people do this again?
They do it, like, if there's, like, severe constipation or, like, they have to get something out. And
that's a shitty job.
But, yeah, right? Flushing out people's assholes?
It's a shitty job.
But, yeah. No, like, I know it's a procedure. I can't explain it too well because I only heard of it, like, once in passing or something.
What the heck's the name of this procedure?
Let me see if I can find it.
It's called colon cleansing.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Why are we talking about colon cleansing now? Let's get back to hentai. So I'm gonna have to give Ty two bouncing incestual boobies out of five.
Chucky just found directions on how to flush out your own colon.
Oh my god.
What score did you get, Roko?
Two bouncing incestual boobies out of five.
Oh, come on. It's at least worth a 2.5.
I guess. But you can't have 2.5 boobies. That'd be weird.
I don't know. Well,
Two and a half strap-on dildos out of 5.
I like it. I like it.
You like it a lot. You like strap-on dildos?
I do, actually.
Oh, yeah. My girlfriend's parents are going to think, what the fuck is wrong with this kid?
All right, so why don't you wrap us up, Rocco?
Well, to wrap today's hentai episode up, we hope that you had fun, and if you have a partner, you should try out one of those top 10 sex positions. I know I will be. And also, you should get completely wasted tonight, because it's Halloween!
What are you going for Halloween as?
I am going as Dr. James Wilson, my friend is going as Dr. House, and my girlfriend is going as Cuddy.
So your friend's going to be plowing your girlfriend?
Maybe.
While you sit there and watch and give house therapy?
Yeah.
Well, that's a shit deal.
Well, it's okay, because I'll have my cancer patient to have sex with.
Oh, nothing like Raymond, a cancer patient.
Alright.
Oh my god. He said it, I don't know.
Hey, that's what Wilson did.
Wow.
He had his wife was a cancer patient.
Oh, nice. Well,
in which he was drilling. Well, AAA, I love you all, and I will be returning to the show more frequently now. So, thanks for listening.
Have a nice night, you guys. Have a happy Halloween.
Be safe.
Don't eat any candies with razor blades in them.